SBS Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Luke Foley, for your time and for showing your support and solidarity with the Malayali community.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, our heart goes out to all the people in Kerala, and I've been speaking with members of the Malayali community in Sydney over the weekend who are so obviously distressed at the scenes from your homeland. I mean, I think now it's up to 370 deaths on last reports, but there's 300,000 people forced out of their homes in makeshift camps. These are extraordinary numbers, of course, for us in Australia, and we express our solidarity with the people of Kerala, but the community here, the Malayali community, and I think the wider community here in Sydney is very much of a mind to provide whatever assistance we can to people in Kerala.
Luke, what else can Australia do for the Malayali community? Apart from expressing the solidarity and support, what else can we do?
Well, I think what I've tried to do is heighten awareness. So I posted some messages to social media over the weekend, and I was very grateful that respected Indian cricket commentator Harsha Bhogle retweeted some of my messages, and I think there's an awareness that the Malayali community in Sydney is rallying for their family members and friends back in Kerala. Obviously, the Sydney Malayali Association has cancelled the Onam celebrations, and all the ticket sales to date will be provided to the Chief Minister's flood relief appeal that's underway in Kerala and really now is going around the world.
Yeah.
Please for... So fundraising will be part of it, but I'm also told the community's working towards a large gathering of the community, perhaps this coming Sunday.
Yes.
In Sydney.
So are you going to be there?
Well, I hope so. I hope to be there, and if I won't be there, then one of my senior Labor colleagues will be. Jodie McKay's been in discussions as well, the member for Strathfield, with the leaders of the Sydney Malayali Association. I've also been speaking with people from the Australian Malayali Islamic Association, who I've been to a number of their events in the past as well. And this is just a time, I think, for all of us with friends from Kerala to stand with them, express our concern and solidarity, do what we can to raise awareness here of the extraordinary humanitarian operation that's underway now that it's stopped raining. The immediate rescue operation will morph into a recovery effort, and it'll have to be a monumental recovery effort. We've seen the army deployed, of course, the Indian Army. We salute their work. But around the world, I think people of goodwill will rally to help the people of Kerala.
One more thing, Luke. Usually, AusAid or Australian government agencies give support and assistance to other countries during such natural calamities or disasters. Do you think Australia can give support or assistance to Kerala also in this situation?
Well, I'd hope so. I think that would be appropriate. We obviously have the friendliest of relations with India, our nation, Australia. There's a great bond there. I know here in Sydney, Australia's largest city, we've been enriched by the migration of the Malayali community. They've enriched our country, and I think it's time for us to give a bit back. This is an extraordinary humanitarian disaster, really, that's unfolding before the eyes of the world. I know Kerala will recover, but they'll need help. And for those of us in the West who are fortunate to live a comfortable life, I think we can step up and provide some really meaningful assistance to Kerala right now in their hour of need.
Thank you, Mr. Luke Foley, for your meaningful words and for the support that you are offering to the community.
Yes, and best wishes to the community here, and I look forward to continuing to see community members and work with them over the difficult weeks ahead.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.